Hi, Marty Lurie here, KNBR 680, as we get ready for Giants baseball this weekend. A's and Giants coming up, joined by Ray Black. And, of course, you've had a couple of innings under your belt now. And how do you feel being up here, and how's it going?
Yeah, it's going great. I mean, first outing was a little tough. I was able to bounce back and throw a little bit, a lot better my second one. Just getting a little bit more familiarity here, getting into my routine again, you know, a little bit more comfortable in the clubhouse. Guys here are great, really welcoming me out, making the whole experience as comfortable and the transition as easy as possible.
You know, as I look around baseball, there are a lot of pitchers who bring it today. And, you know, pitching 97, 98, 99, not that unusual. You know, years ago you'd see one guy and you go, my God, how did he do that? But you must see it. It's a different game today.
It really is. And, I mean, I think, you know, that power arm is kind of in everybody's bullpen right now. And even in AAA and even in AA, it seemed like every team had a guy rolling out that, you know, is touching triple-digit marks nowadays. You know, it's a lot more common, but I think credit, too, to the hitters. Just, you know, it's not enough anymore to just have that one pitch, to just be able to throw, you know, that one fastball. These guys nowadays, they're incredible athletes, can time it up. It's starting to become more routine in baseball. I think guys' timing are getting better with the, you know, the fastball seems to be going up, and the average fastball in the league seems to be higher as well. I mean, I saw something where the average right-handed pitcher now out of the bullpen is 95-mile-an-hour fastball, which is unbelievable. And, you know, 10, 15 years ago, 95 was you know, almost an odd sight to see. And I think nowadays it's just guys' mechanics, and so much with technology advancement and routines and the training room and rehab programs and weighted balls, and, you know, you have the velocity nowadays that comes with it.
Boy, it's a great story. Ray Black is with us. Now, how old are you now?
I'm 28. I turned 28 2 weeks ago.
All right. So congratulations. You're 28. But let's go back to being 18 years old. Now, of course, we know there's injuries that come along the way, and we can catch up very briefly with it. But how'd you throw as an 18-year-old?
Yeah. I mean, senior year of high school, junior year of high school, you know, young guy. I had a pretty high bump in velocity from my sophomore year to my junior year. I think I kind of finally matured, grew up a little bit, got a little bit stronger, and you know, I was like an 88, 92-mile-an-hour guy in high school. You know, the possibility of the draft was there for me as well. And I think chasing that dream was when I ended up getting hurt my first time. My senior year, I ended up having to have Tommy John surgery. You know, through a lot of showcases, looking back at it now, my throwing routine was horrible. My weightlifting routine was terrible. You know, and you look back on all these things that you learn throughout the years, and unfortunately I learned it the hard way.
Well, I know it's true. It's a great story, fans. It's a great story of Ray Black. All right, so you have the TJ surgery, Tommy John surgery, as a high school kid. How do you get in pro ball? How do you come back?
Yeah, I mean, I was committed to go to the University of Pittsburgh. Coach Giordano there honored my scholarship, you know, despite having the surgery. It was something me and my family were really concerned about at the time, but you know, they did a great job there with my rehab program. The UPMC facility was right there. We had, obviously, all the trainers and things to go along with Division I baseball. And they really helped me along just to get my arm back on track. And that was in college when I started throwing a little bit harder. You know, more of a mid-90s guy, able to run it up to 97, 98 miles an hour.
Well, boy, it must have been very exciting for people in college to see someone on the staff doing that.
Yeah, I mean, it was a little bit more rare in college at the time. I don't think I really understood what I had, you know, I had the ability to do, you know, and you really didn't see it a whole lot. And a lot of the guys we did see that year that were, you know, the mid-upper nines guys are now staples in the big leagues. And, I mean, it's different at that college level. But, again, I think just kind of the growth and maturity is like, as I got older, you know, year to year, my sophomore year to my junior year, making improvements in the weight room, doing all these things is what really helped me.
Boy, great story, great story. All right, so how do you get drafted? What happens getting into pro ball?
Yeah, I mean, heading into my junior year of college, I knew that I'd have a, you know, with the stuff that I had and the velocity, that I'd have a chance to get drafted. Started the year really well. I'm not really sure my numbers, you know, it wasn't a great year, but it wasn't a terrible year either. I was drafted in the seventh round in 2011 by the Giants. You know, when they called, I was ecstatic about it. You know, after a few weeks of talks and negotiations and everything, we came to an agreement, and I signed and flew out to Arizona to throw at Instructs that year.
All right, so here's the question. When is the first time you hit triple digits, and how'd you feel when it happened?
Yeah, I mean, the first time was actually after my shoulder surgery. And then after I spent that year in 2011 in Arizona, 2012, shoulder flared up, knew something wasn't right. After a couple of failed rehab attempts, we ended up having to do the surgery to repair the labrum. And after that surgery was actually when I came back throwing harder, which is, it's very rare for a shoulder surgery to come back that way. And it was just such a credit to the training staff here to be able to get me back on the field, get my arm in shape to be able to handle those stresses associated with throwing that hard. But my first time, I knew in 14 was my, I signed in 2011 and didn't throw my first professional pitch till 2014. You know, I kind of knew that I was almost on the chopping block in a way. You know, I hadn't thrown yet. I was getting older. I needed to show something. And that spring was the first time where I hit that 100-mile-per-hour mark. And, you know, I never even hit 99 before. So, you know, for me to hit that was just – it was something I'd always thought about, you know, hitting 97s, 98s. Man, I wonder if there's 2 more miles an hour in my arm. And, you know, the repair of the shoulder brought it out.
You know, it's funny you say that, Ray Black, with us, because I said to Will Smith, I said, you know something? You're better now than before the surgery. What'd they do to you?
Yeah. I don't know. It's like a robotic arm I got now between all the surgeries and cleanups and scopes and things. But I just think that so much of the credit goes to this organization, the resources we have here to be able to, you know, return not only healthy but better. You know, the video, the mechanics, the training staff, the rehab programs, everything's set up for us to succeed here.
All right. Well, great story from Ray Black. All right. So the story continues because there was a period of time, and you and I had been talking spring training. I knew your locker. I knew right where you were, and you'd be out on the mound, and then something would happen, and, you know, I would joke with you about it. I'm not going to talk to you anymore because every time I do, something happens. So we're not thinking about that today. But there was a period of time that you thought about giving it up.
Yeah. I mean, unfortunately, you know, the game doesn't only affect myself, but the people around me, my wife, my family, immediate family. You know, you have a whole support system and everybody that's in your corner from my hometown. And it was tough. It felt like a constant letdown. It seemed like every time I would take a step forward, you know, I'd take two back. I'd commit to the University of Pittsburgh and need Tommy John surgery. I got drafted by the Giants and needed shoulder surgery. You know, I made the 40-man with the Giants. And then last year I missed with elbow surgery, 2017. And it seemed like every time I took a step forward, there's some major hurdle to have to overcome again. And, you know, after last year, you know, it's the third surgery I've had on my arm. I mean, I've missed 3 full seasons with the Giants. You know, I hadn't played in 2011. So, you know, this is really only my 4th season with the Giants. And, you know, something I had to talk with my family about, my wife, and really just see, you know, is this something that's going to be worth pursuing? Is this worth my happiness? Because when things are going well in this game, it's a roller coaster ride. You know, it's great and you're on top of the world. Then when things go bad, it's really hard to deal with. And, you know, you're out of a job, or you're in a training room, or you're not able to throw, you're not able to play. And so what I've started to do is just kind of look into the perspective of things as well. And, you know, as much as the surgeries were difficult to overcome, I mean, at least I still had this opportunity to play. And I think the idea crossed my mind. I talked to people about possibly hanging it up. And I just think as long as I have the ability to continue to play, I don't think I'll be able to do that.
What a great story. I mean, I tell you, it's one of the good baseball stories. All right, vegetables. I like vegetables. I grow vegetables. You know, we're in Northern California. Everybody's got a garden. Your family, big spread back east, and you were thinking of going in.
Yeah, you know, family, we have a farm that's been in the family since the late 1800s.
Wow.
We've been in the same spot for that many years. It's called Harold's Farm Market. Last name Harold was my dad's mother's name. Her maiden name is Harold. We still have families named Harold's. And, you know, this off season, I was looking into farming, and you know, I attended a couple farming conferences in Hershey, Pennsylvania, for the state, the Pennsylvania Vegetable Growers Association down there, and you know, try to learn my hand at that, and yeah, it's something that I thought about doing, going into, and this off season, once I started throwing again and things seemed okay, you know, my dad always jokes with me saying, "Yeah, you could come home and start, you know, farming again whenever you want." And I think I'll stay here. It's a little bit easier, I think.
Yeah, and buy the stuff at the local farmers market. You know, we got a lot of farmers markets here. What's your specialty on the farm? What kind of stuff do you guys grow?
We'll do bedding plants in the spring, a lot of the Easter flowers, Mother's Day, and then we transition over into the summer. We plant the fields. Tomatoes are big, a lot of peppers, onions, root vegetables, things like that. And then in the fall, we'll be open through October and Halloween, doing the fall hanging baskets, mums, and things of that nature, which are a big seller back home for us.
Yeah, what a great story. Have you been to the farmers markets around here? You know, you were up in Sacramento.
Yeah, we actually went to one or two in Sac, and I haven't had a chance to do anything yet in the city here. But it's something we always love to do, and to see what you know people do on different sides of the country, take advantage of it, see what works for them, and what's the popular item out here versus back home, and you know,
I love it.
It's like scouting.
Yeah, I love it because my mantra on the show, I always say, don't worry about baseball until the peaches are on the trees. And that's the story. And in late June, the peaches are on the trees, the nectarines are coming in now, and, you know, the cherries are gone. But when the peaches are on the trees, then you know a baseball season's underway.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I'm crazy that way, but that's what I like to talk about. All right. It's great having you on, honestly, and just watch your pitch. And I know for the fans to see you out there, and I know what a thrill it is for you to the big leagues. I know, boy, how about the first day, just standing out there, just taking it in, looking at the Sunday afternoon crowd, the Cardinals, 40,000.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. You know, we came up that night, me and Duggar got called up the same day, and we came up from Reno, Nevada. We were playing there with Sacramento, and, you know, we just had a pretty big crowd. We thought of, you know, 8,000-9,000. And, you know, we stepped out on the field here. At least I did, and I can't speak for how Duggar felt. But, you know, myself stepping out on the field for stretch and playing catch, you know, I had adrenaline going when the seats were empty, let alone once they got filled up. It's an incredible experience here. I mean, the atmosphere is electric. You know, I could hear the fans behind me. I struggled my first outing. I could hear the support from them. Yeah. I mean, it's incredible to be able to feel that way your first outing. Didn't go the way I planned it to, but still to have the support of the fans behind me was incredible.
Yeah, your second one was pretty darn good as well. Did they trick you and when told you that you were coming up?
It was a little... My manager, Rundy, down in Sacramento, asked me, because it was the All-Star break for the minor leagues, the AAA team, and me and my wife were going to go down to Tahoe and do some fishing. And he asked me if I'd ever fished in San Francisco. I was like, no, you know, why would I fish in San Francisco? And he asked me if I brought my pole with me, and I was, you know, I couldn't figure out what the heck he was getting at. And then when he said it, you know, well, you're going fishing tomorrow in San Francisco at 6:30.
Very good.
Yeah, that's when I knew.
All right, Ray, great to have you on the show as always. And believe me, the fans get a thrill out of it. And just do your thing, and that's the story.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
All right, more coming up. That's Ray Black, KMBR 680, the sports leader.